Welcome to ABCs of Marriage and Parenting. My name is Katie Moffitt. I am a special education teacher at a local high school in Goose Creek, South Carolina. My background is in psychology and child development. As a disclaimer, I am not a doctor or a therapist. I'm just someone that has been married for 33 years and has helped raise four children and has taught for more than 20 years. So what I share with you is my knowledge of the subject matter and my experiences that James and I have gone through in our life. Today, I am going to be diving into the world of Erik Erikson and his theory when it comes to psychosocial development. There are 8 stages in psychosocial development that Erikson developed. Unlike other theories, Erikson focuses on social and emotional factors that influence an individual's psychological growth throughout the entire lifespan. Erikson believed that there were certain crises in each stage and that an individual needed to go through the crisis in order to go to the next stage. If they were not able to get through the crisis, then the individual got stuck at that stage. Today, I will only go through the first 4 stages, which are infancy, early childhood, preschool, and school age. The first stage is the infancy stage from birth to 18 months. The psychosocial crisis at this stage is trust versus mistrust. The child is learning how to trust people in his life. Feeding and being taken care of is the most important thing to them at this time. Close to 18 months is when a baby gets to where they don't like strangers. This is called stranger anxiety. It's a good thing because it shows they know the adults around them and recognize when someone is different. The association virtue at this point is the child trusts his or her environment. He or she has faith in the environment. On the other hand, if the child isn't taken care of and is neglected, he learns to be suspicious of his environment and doesn't trust anyone. The second stage, early childhood, from 18 months to 3 years. At this stage, the child is in the autonomy versus shame and doubt stage. He or she is going through toilet training. They're learning, is it okay to be me? Associated virtue is that they use and exercise freedom and self-restraint. Besides learning to control their bladder, they're learning how to get along with others and how to explore their environment. At this stage, the child is learning how to communicate. This is when it's important to give encouragement for the successes they have, whether it be potty training or something else. What we don't want is the child to feel bad about doing something, like spilling milk or having a toilet cleaning accident. This is the time to say, it's okay, honey, let's clean it up and move on. When the child gets punished, they start feeling ashamed and can start having self-doubt, which is an unfavorable outcome at this stage. The third stage, which is the preschool from age 3 to 5, is initiative versus guilt. At this stage, the child has learned to initiate one's own activities. They start to play more with other children when they are at the playground or at daycare. They're exploring their world. It's important that they have a safe place to play free from any dangers that could hurt them. It's important that they can play by themselves as well as play with others. The fourth stage, which is the school age, which is 5 years to 12 years. At this stage, it's called industry versus inferiority. This is a very awkward stage, I think, because children at this age are going to school and are trying to find their place in the world. This is the time for the student to learn new skills and to see if they can achieve something. During this stage, it's important that their parents or caregivers support them as they face new challenges and make attempts to navigate these challenges on their own. In order for a child to feel industrious, they need to feel that they are capable and competent. Without the opportunities to develop new skills, they may end up feeling inadequate or just don't measure up. Unfortunately, this is the time where the bullies are around. We need to teach our children what to do when they are confronted by a bully. What James and I told our children was that if they were ever cornered by a bully, Then and only then were they to kick or push the person away and go tell an adult. This worked well for our daughter when she was probably 11 or 12. One of the neighborhood bullies tried to corner her. Well, she kicked him and was able to get away from him and then came and told me. So as I said, it's important that we equip our children with ways to handle a crisis. I hope that what I have gone through over has given you some insight into the different stages of social and emotional development in children. In the next episode, I will go over the last four stages of Erikson's stages, which are adolescence, young adult, middle adulthood, and maturity. Please stay tuned and subscribe to this podcast. Thank you for listening.